Hi, Sadie.
Hi, Steven.
We're back at the lake again.
Welcome to Have Coffee, We'll Travel. And for the second time in a row, we have no coffee.
Well, it's in the car.
True. But that's not how the day started, so it started with coffee.
And it's not even Sunday.
No, it's Friday.
Good Friday at that.
And it was a good Friday.
So we thought we would do another impromptu podcast, mainly because it's so nice out and we kind of wanted to share the sunlight and warmth, if you can imagine that, through the radio waves, through the World Wide Web. But can you set the scene for our listeners, Sadie?
Of where we're at right now?
Start from when we first got up this morning.
Well, as of last night, we had no plans. So somebody, Stephen, his birthday is next Thursday.
Or Sandra would go,
His birthday is next Thursday, and it's kind of in the middle of the week, and you're kind of like, eh. And we didn't really want to wait till next weekend, but we still didn't really know what we wanted to do. So we decided to get a good night's sleep. I got a good night's sleep for the first time in like months, and we would just let the day take us where it will. So we got up this morning. We headed out.
Before 8 o'clock, I might
Jeez,
add.
We could have slept in. We got up at like 7:50 or something like that. Out the door, dogs fed, and we decided to, where'd we stop first?
Well, we got a couple burritos from Sonic for protein.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing we did, but oh my God, what did we find? What did we have with?
Zen coffee.
No, what did we have with the burritos?
Oh, they're barbecue seasoned tots.
Yeah. And it's not like we are foodies, and we're supposed to be behaving ourselves because I have diabetes, but at the last minute, I saw some barbecued seasoned tots, and I was like, we should add those on. Best thing I've ever had in my entire life. If you have a Sonic nearby, please go to your nearest Sonic right now and get yourself some barbecued seasoned tots. They were amazing.
So then from there, where did we go?
Well, we knew we needed to be caffeinated, so we were going to go to Cafe Postal, but it wasn't the right vibe to do a podcast there today.
Wasn't feeling it.
No. And we still needed to eat, so we decided to stop by I don't know if it's my first favorite or second favorite coffee shop. They have both completely different vibes, but Zen Coffee in Omaha, Nebraska, you guys have to go there. It's amazing. I always get the Flower Power, which is a white chocolate mocha with lavender and rose, and it is the bomb.
It's really good. And I can't remember what I usually get. I want to say it's like the Elvis.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like peanut butter and banana.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I ended up with a peanut butter patty, which wasn't, it wasn't really very peanut buttery.
No.
It was okay.
It was still okay. Good though.
Yeah, it got me through. And then, so we got some food. Well, first part of our food, then we got coffee. Then we dropped back downtown Omaha and we found a bakery called Olson's Bakery. Yeah. Old school bakery, not very big, but big in flavor. We got just enough donuts to tide us over, which I don't know if you'd call six enough to tide you over. And I'm not talking six per person.
No, and we didn't eat all six.
I think we ate like one and a half each.
Yep. Leftovers for tomorrow.
That's right, or later.
Yeah.
Well, for me. Maybe not for you. So we got food, drink, more food. And then we went to our favorite place of all time called the Imaginarium Superstore.
Yep. Actually, they weren't quite open yet, so we had to go for a drive for a while. Darn.
And if you've ever listened to any of our other podcasts, we've talked about this place a little bit. That's where Have Fate Will Travel actually stemmed from.
Yep.
The idea, the ledger that we got.
Yep.
That actually someone got that I said, I don't know why you'd want that.
Me, the intuitive one.
So, anyways, we always go there for our birthdays and anniversaries, and I was telling Sadie earlier that I could go there and walk in and walk out with nothing still and still have a good time. There's so many different areas of that store that, very niche, very antique-y, there's nothing new in that store, really.
It's very eclectic. Like, no matter what. I mean, they have gaming stuff. They have collectibles for...
comics, clothes.
Video games, anime.
Antique stoves.
Yeah.
Antique TVs. I think that one we saw was probably from the 50s.
So cool.
Old...
if we'd have had an extra $100, it would have been in the back of my car.
Old console record players.
I think my favorite find there today was one we stood for 15 minutes trying to decide if we needed to get it or not because I didn't want to spend the money on it. It was an antique camera. And it's one of those things, I don't know how you guys are, but if you ever feel like, just like I said in my podcast yesterday on the Daily Escape podcast, I talked about being able to play the guitar, like wanting to play the guitar. I pick up the guitar and I just have this feeling like I have played it before. And I don't know how. I'm a musician. I'm a songwriter. I play the piano. I've played for concerts before, but I've never played the guitar. But yet when I hold that in my arms, whatever, when I, you know, wrap my arms around it and seductively caress the keys, not the keys, the strings.
Slide down the neck.
Shut up. Can you tell we're actually having fun on a date for a change? That was part of what we need to talk about, too.
We didn't even get to the best part of the food.
No, we haven't yet.
Well, let's get through this juicy content.
Anyway, so I have always felt like I could play the guitar, though, even though I don't know what I'm doing. I can't read the guitar music like I can piano music, but I still feel that connection to it like I've played before. So same thing with that antique camera like I was just talking about. When I hold an antique camera in my hands, there's something about it. I'm like taken back to days of yesterday, you know, in a yesteryear. And I feel the nostalgia behind that. And I've always felt that way. I've always felt like I was a photographer. And I know that's kind of cliche or whatever, kind of silly to say, but there's a part of my old soul that feels like I'm reliving those kind of things when I pick up things from an antique store. And I feel like I've been there and done that before.
Good vibes about it.
Totally changes my perspective and my mood and my...
So what other good things did we get there?
What else did we get? You found a... What was your keychain?
Thundercats.
Thundercats keychain. Keychain.
Slick-dexic.
I'm slick-dexic today. And then what else did we find? I can't remember.
You got a couple...
We found a couple coffee cups.
Yeah.
That were... It says yesteryear on the bottom of them, I think. It was just cool because it was from Imaginarium, but...
And did you get a comic book?
I did. I can't think of what that one was called, but it inspires me for my steampunk novel series, The Chronicles of Travelstead. I need to be working on origins.
Yeah,
it had something about dead people and love stories from the dead or something like that.
Love stories for dead people.
It's a super cool comic book.
And I got a couple, I want to say like old school Flash Gordon novels.
Yep.
Is that really the only two things I got?
And a keychain? Keychain.
Wow.
We only got like three or four things apiece. I got a necklace.
And that Asian tube.
Yeah.
Container.
So how many of you guys are... Yeah, we got it like an Asian tube thing that we could put maps in. But how many of you guys are inspired by tactile things like that, that you walk through? Like, we've created stories out of walking through an antique store before. Just one little thing that might... You know, you might see that just completely, you can see this whole book. We've done that I don't know how many times.
Look at those dragon cards we got. No. Yeah?
Yeah, fairy cards.
Yeah, that we haven't even opened yet.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a few ideas in those.
Yep.
And absolutely. Then the other ones. The other cards we got.
Which we're going to go home and use. They're more like oracle cards or tarot cards to kind of direct your path. Path maker or whatever it says. Map maker. So, let's see. Then we left there, and you were getting kind of hungry. Not really hangry, just kind of hungy, not being able to think. And we drove around trying to find places, and we couldn't really find some place we wanted. And all of a sudden, I remembered our favorite pizza place that we haven't been to for at least a year, probably more. Orsi's Pizza in Little Italy in Omaha. So we drove over there and got that. They gave us some free garlic bread, grabbed a couple waters, and now we are sitting by the lake again talking to you guys. just here on Sunday.
So you're probably asking, why are they talking about this? Don't they usually have a theme? We do actually have a theme, sort of. It revolves around sometimes not making plans is the best plan, because then you have no preconceived, precognitive... Is that the correct term to use there?
It's close enough. I'll take that.
Yeah, preconceived notions on any plans that have been made. Because then you can't say, well, I don't want to do that. Because if you go with what we did today, you're in the moment. You're like, where do you want to go now? Well, let's do that. Oh, look at that. You're drawn to the shiny or the old and rusty or... Yeah. The hidden gems, or...
Is that why you love me so much?
Because you're old and rusty? No, but you have a cute... No, never mind. When I was in college, I took 2 years worth of drafting classes. And ever since then, that schooling kind of sparked a love for architecture. So driving around and seeing old buildings and the details and... There's a home here, like Civil War era. Mm-hmm. And for any new youngsters that are listening, the Civil War was 200 years ago. Not quite, actually. But, close enough. But there's a house that's like Gothic Victorian era. It's probably 3 to 4 stories tall.
Yeah.
It's just, like Sadie was saying, something about that house speaks to me. And so every once in a while, while we're out and about, I'm like, hey, can we drive by my house? And I say my house as if I own the place, but it's just one of those, if they ever had an open house, I'd be in it.
Oh, yeah.
But can you imagine, being allowed to stay the night?
That'd be so cool. Nice. Just like Decker Hotel in Maquoketa.
Invite Travelstead.
Yeah. So to you authors out there, let's speak to you for a minute. Sometimes when you're in a funk or you have writer's block. Yeah. This is exactly the kind of day that you need.
All jammed up in your head.
Yep. You need to get away from the chaos. You need to get away from the noise. And I'm talking to everybody when it comes to that part, but just get out. It doesn't matter if you have anybody to go with, but if you have a best friend like I do that loves that as much as you do and has an old soul like I do, this is one of our this is like the perfect day for us.
Or you could be the opposite and be in the New York City and if you shut your eyes and the hum and of the city, the vibe and the people and the horns honking, that's a thing too. I can see with that too. If you're sitting on a balcony.
Yeah. I could still find peace there just listening to the vibrations of the city's noise.
But I think you and I are drawn to the nature elements.
Yep.
And so in a hear the trees creaking and the dirt beneath my feet and the leaves and the sticks and the animals that cross the land. I feel the earth. That ASMR.
Here's the leaves creaking.
But you guys get what I'm saying. I've said the analogy before when I adopted this early on when I first started writing 6-7 years ago, officially, I should say. And maybe I've gotten away from it. I didn't steal anything. I have always felt more connected to books I was reading if I could also close my eyes and picture where I was at. So that's one of the things I adopted was pretend you're a blind person and you're walking through the forest. Obviously, you can't see, but what do you hear? What do you feel? Do you feel the vibrations of the city noise underneath your feet? Do you feel a streetcar? Do you feel trains? Do you feel thunder and the rain pelting your skin? Do you feel the cold wind from a New England sound? Or are you on a ship in the middle of the ocean being tossed about by the waves? So my point I'm making in all that is make yourself go explore. the area around you. Start small. Like last, our anniversary last fall, we have in our neck of the woods here in the mid-central state area, a thing called the Wabash Trace Trail. It's like 50-some-odd miles mm-hmm. long from start to finish. And there are some spots that are like, eh. And then there are some spots that are like, okay. And then there's the end of the trail that's like, that sucks. It was very underwhelming. But you know what? I looked at that as like the end of the book never happened.
True.
Invent your own story ending.
Yep.
So the next time you're looking for an adventure, maybe don't plan one. Maybe don't open that map or that book, or don't put your phone down and don't Google. Drive until the red light comes on. But you know what? Side note, make sure you know where the gas station's at. Just enjoy life. We all are human, that I know of. We all know that humanity lives a short life. So why waste it hiding away? Go out and explore. Like my Sadie and I mentioned before, we have a bucket list of places we would travel to, and it's our ancestral homes in the Celtic lands of Ireland and Scotland and Wales and England. And so that's up there. And while we may not ever be able to afford or save up for that, it never hurts to dream though, right, Sadie?
That's right.
So in the meantime, learn to see what's around you in your world that's at your fingertips, and either do some self-exploration or get a partner. If you have a partner, load him or her up in the car.
And for couples,
bring a dog with you.
This is what we all need to be doing. Take time off. My husband has the day off with me, and I couldn't think of anything better that I would have rather done.
Stress relief.
Yep. For me, this was a total mindset changer. Ended the night in tears, started the day in tears. And
yeah, because I put my wedding ring on for the first time in ever.
Was the first time in a long time that we've gotten out and been able to just breathe and explore and get away from everybody else.
And the day started off cold.
Yep.
It was like 30.
30-something this morning.
35.
It's almost 70 now.
And there's just enough breeze. Yes, the sun's beating down on the left side of my face. I might get a little color, but the breeze is just enough to keep things cool. Plus, we're sitting by the lake.
Yep.
You know, it's just, I have beautiful company with me.
Thank you.
Welcome.
That pizza was amazing.
It was amazing. So would you like to throw me under the bus and tell everybody what I said about our donuts?
Oh, go ahead. No, I think you totally should. We got, first of all, we got two of them were glazed. And you had already eaten half of yours. Like, I was taking a picture of mine and getting ready to take a bite of it. And what did you say?
I said, oh, that donut has a cute little butthole.
You said, your donut has a tiny butthole.
And it was just a stupid...
The strangest, stupidest thing I've ever heard. It was the cutest
little dough butt pucker I've ever.
It was. It was adorable.
But you know, in all essence, though, I think I said that subconsciously because between Sadie and I, she has the better sense of humor. Not to say that I don't, but I tend to say stuff that's like, what? And that's one of those things too. It's like in certain companies, that would have probably offended some people, but
only if you have a tiny butthole.
Depends on if you're constipated or not. So our favorite adventures involve scenic drives, good foods, good company, music, if you feel up to it. Like on our way here, I had on some Lorena McKennitt.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Celtic muse. And by muse, I mean inspiration, but obviously a musician. Anything else, Sadie?
I don't know.
We'll probably do a podcast on Sunday just to keep going with the have coffee, we'll travel. This is, have pizza, we'll travel.
Have pizza, we'll travel. Yeah, have food, we'll travel.
I don't want to wear that part out.
No.
But anyway.
We are also foodies, though. We'd love to explore. Every time we do like a faux trip that we're planning or even a regular trip that we're planning, we tend to go get foods that match those areas and continents and all that stuff that we're looking at. So we kind of immerse ourselves with inspiration.
Did that
last weekend.
Last weekend.
Yep.
Yep. Was going to do some YouTubing. YouTubing, as our granddaughter would say.
Yep. Speaking of granddaughter, we're going home this weekend at some point to plan our trip to the East Coast. So we'll keep you apprised of that little fun journey that we're planning on going on, and end up sharing our itinerary with that too.
And probably vlogging it like the last time we were there.
Yeah, we are behind on vlogs for anybody who watches Have Fate Will Travel on YouTube.
I don't think our trip this fall will be as extensive.
No, we'll see what happens.
Budget won't allow for that, but you know, we'll make it up in other areas.
It will be just us though, so that will be fist bump. It will be amazing either way.
So, anything else?
Nope. Just get out and explore. Have fun.
Like I said, enjoy the weather.
No matter how long you've been together, date your husband, date your wife. Go on day trips in your town even. Pick up a pizza.
We're out of town.
That's true. Pick up a pizza and take it to the lake. See where the day leads. It's all about getting out and exploring.
Keep your eyes wide open. You never know the treasures you'll find.
That's right.
Especially if you like antique shopping. And, you know, if you go in a place with zero expectations, usually you will come out even or above the line. Yeah. And like I said, the Imaginarium, we almost always come out. We've never got in there and not got something, have we?
I don't think
so. We always come out with something, whether it be you get something or we or I.
Yep.
It's a beautiful place, and so is the rest of the world. So go out and explore it.
Absolutely. Dream big. Get out there and explore.
Have fun.
Don't let life get in the way.
Or other people.
That's right. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys again on Sunday. We got to come up with a topic because we're winging it right now. So we got to come up with something that you guys might want to hear or need to hear this week.
We'll see how the rest of the day and tomorrow plays out.
We'll let our instincts guide us to that topic too on Sunday, like we always do.
Absolutely.
Until then, this has been Sadie K. Frazier of the Daily Escape Podcast.
Stephen St. Clair of the Crafted Quill.
This has been Have Coffee, We'll Travel. See you on the flip side.
Peace out.